Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. The Raspberry Pi Foundation announced the Raspberry Pi 4 is now available. It has a faster system on a chip than previous models, and the processor now supports the Cortex A72 architecture. It's quad-core, 64-bit ARM V8 at 1.5 GHz. The Pi 4 supports H.264 hardware video, and for the first time, you can buy models with 2 or 4 gigabytes of RAM if you need more memory over the 1 gigabyte base model. Memory transfer speed should improve as the foundation has switched to LPDDR4. Gigabyte Ethernet replaces Ethernet over USB 2.0. There are now two USB 3.0 and two USB 2.0 ports on the back. There's a USB-C port for power as well. Bluetooth 5.0 is now supported, and there are two micro HDMI ports replacing the full-size HDMI port capable of supporting two 4K displays. The base model still costs $35, the 2GB RAM model costs $45, and the 4GB RAM model costs $55. Meizu announced the 6.2-inch OLED Meizu 16S flagship phone with an in-display optical fingerprint scanner and a 20-megapixel selfie camera in the top bezel with no notch, as well as a 48-megapixel Sony sensor on the back. It's 7.6 millimeters thick and weighs 165 grams. It runs Meizu's Flame OS built on top of Android on a Snapdragon 855 processor. It has a 3600 mAh battery and up to 8 gigabytes of RAM. It sells for around $500. Oppo demonstrated an underscreen front-facing camera at MWC Shanghai. The display uses custom transparent material with a pixel structure designed to let light through. The sensor is larger than most front-facing cameras with a wider aperture lens. Oppo says touch control and display quality are not compromised. Oppo further said it uses software to compensate for haze, glare, and color issues arising from the screen being in front of the camera. They also showed off a proprietary decentralized network protocol called MeshTalk to allow users to chat without using Wi-Fi or Bluetooth for up to 3 kilometers. Amazon partnered with Rite Aid to launch its package pickup service Counter in the U.S. The service launched on June 27th at 100 Rite Aid locations, with plans to roll out to 1,500 locations by the end of 2019. Amazon is also in talks with other U.S. retailers to expand the program. Counter operates under the Amazon Hub umbrella, which includes Amazon lockers for package pickup. Counter launched in the UK last month in partnership with Next. The Video Electronics Standards Association announced the DisplayPort 2.0 specification. This provides up to 80 gigabits per second of bandwidth, which supports up to a single 16K HDR display at 60 Hz, two 8K HDR displays at 120 Hz, or three 10K displays at 60 Hz. DisplayPort 2.0 will be delivered over the DisplayPort connector or USB-C and incorporate Thunderbolt 3. Visa expects the first devices to use the new standard will arrive next year. U.S. chipmaker Micron has resumed some shipments to Huawei despite U.S. restrictions. Intel and others have also reportedly resumed some shipments. The New York Times says goods made outside the U.S. may not be considered U.S.-made and therefore not subject to restrictions. Micron cautioned that it is unable to predict volumes or time periods for the shipments. Huawei is Micron's number one customer, and the restrictions have cost Micron as much as $200 million in missed sales. The European Commission has opened a formal investigation into Broadcom on suspicion of requiring seven of its main customers manufacturing TV set-top boxes and modems to exclusively buy Broadcom systems on a chip, front-end chips, and Wi-Fi chips. The U.S. FTC opened an investigation into Broadcom in January 2018, which is ongoing. Both investigations are likely to take years. Reuters reports that an order from the Competition Commission of India found that Google's Android imposed unfair conditions on manufacturers by requiring pre-installation of Google's proprietary apps. This reduced the incentive for manufacturers to develop and sell devices running alternate Android versions. ConnoPoint Research estimates 99% of smartphones sold in India run Android. The order dates back from April 16th and calls for a wider probe by the CCI, which should be completed by mid-September. Apple is expanding its business chat feature to 820,000 or so merchants on Shopify. Merchants who enable the service will show an iOS message button on every page on their Shopify site, which you can click on to ask questions. You can also pay for purchases using Apple Pay from within the conversation. Apple announced that its head of design, Johnny Ive, is leaving the company. Ive plans to start his own design firm called LoveFrom, which will have Apple as a client. Going forward, VP of Industrial Design Evans Hanke and VP of Human Interface Design Alan Dye will report directly to COO Jeff Williams. And finally, sources tell the New York Times that the Libra Association partners have signed non-binding agreements, meaning that they are not obligated to use or promote the token and may leave the association at any point. Executives from seven of the association's partners are cautious about their membership because of Facebook's association with it and the regulatory scrutiny Facebook brings with it. The sources say members have not paid the $10 million required of founding members. The Times also reports a number of partners said they would decide whether to join the association and make the payment after there is more clarity on how Libra will work. It is unclear if this is from among the 27 announced members or potential additional members. A spokesman for the Libra Association said it will likely have a waiting list for those wanting to join the first 100 association members. Two sources tell the New York Times that JP Morgan, Fidelity, and Goldman Sachs were reportedly approached about joining, but held off due to regulatory concerns. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.